Don't touch that dial. It's the American Grooves Radio Hour with your host, Joe Lauro.
By the mysterious and amazing Kishi Wiley, recorded for Paramount Records in 1930. She made six sides, all incredibly rare and very influential. My friend Don Kent, a known blues historian, called her perhaps the greatest female country blues artist coming out of the Mississippi Delta region. I would have to agree, certainly by recorded evidence. Welcome, folks. Joe Lauro, American Grooves Radio Hour. And this is our third episode celebrating Women's History Month. And we're playing recordings of some amazing women musicians. Tonight's episode is focusing on the blues. And let's start from the beginning.
My best friend, and he's left to die. day, but he don't do me no good. Why? Because I'm lonesome for you. And if you care for me, then you will listen to my plea. Oh, say, look what you do.
Of the blues, Bessie Smith, one of her earliest recordings, 1923, Oh Daddy Blues, Clarence Williams on piano. And before that, what is considered really to be the first vaudeville blues record recorded, or the first blues vocal record by a female singer. How about that, to be really specific? Mamie Smith and her jazz hounds, the Crazy Blues. And that started the Crazy Blues craze around that year. Bessie Smith, Clara Smith, and so many people followed that sensational jolt in record sales with blues records, believe it or not. It also was the impetus for the beginnings of the race record markets, where the record companies realized there was money to be made in specific records recorded for specific ethnic groups. There was a, quote, hillbilly series, which was country music, early country music, and, of course, for the black audiences out there who were buying records with the race records. The first blues that were recorded were really the classic blues, generally accompanied by a piano and perhaps a jazz band, a small jazz band. And there were singers that were out on the vaudeville circuit playing what was known as the TOBA circuit, theater office booking agency, or better known to the performers who worked it as tough on black asses. And that clearly was the truth. As you might have been singing in Chicago or New York or more in a small town, and there was no place for you to stay. There was no hotel that a black performer could go in. And there were safe houses all along the TOBA route where families took in entertainers. There were little boarding houses, legendarily very raunchy, often dirty, where these amazing performers like Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey had to stay. But they overcame it. We overcame that, thank God. A small step for sure, but at least a step. Memphis Minnie, guitar playing singer. We're moving more to country blues now. One of my all-time favorites. And we're going to have Memphis Minnie here on two tracks. First, Preachin' Blues, 1934. Minnie alone, just accompanying herself on her amazing finger-picking blues style. And then with her husband, Kansas Joe McCoy, on Can I Do It For You? Part one from 1931. Memphis Minnie.
When you go to Helena, stop on Cherry Street. When you go to Helena, stop on Cherry Street. And just ask anybody to show you Regent Street. Is the tallest man walks on Cherry Street. Is the tallest man walks on Cherry Street. And the baddest copper ever walked that beat. Yeah, let's go to town now. That's what I'm talking about. He met me one sunny morning, just about to break a day. He met me one sunny morning, just about to break a day. I was drinking my moonshine, he made me throw my knife away. Well, he taken my partner down to the jail. Yes, he taken my partner down to the jail. After he locked up, he turned and went her bail. Rage and peace, all right, but it's Buddy O'Buzzell. Rage and peace, all right, but it's Buddy O'Buzzell. Every time he meets you, he's ready for plenty hell. Look out now, here come Richard Pete Mazzell. Don't let him catch you. You'd be too bad, I'm telling you. Oh, shake it, that's what I'm talking about. Boy, you tired? Shuck, I can go a long time.
I wanna do something to you.
Everything I wanna do something for you.
I don't want no watch and chain. I don't want no watch and chain. I don't want nothing anymore you got, and you can't do nothing to me. Everything you can't do nothing to me.
Buy you a house and a home. Buy you a house and home. Buy you a house and home. Wanna do something to you. You understand? I wanna do something to you.
I don't want no house and home. I don't want no house and home.
What kind of woman is this?
I don't want nothing anymore you got, and you can't do nothing to me. Everything you can't do nothing to me.
Buy you a strip of land. Buy you a strip of land. Buy you a strip of land. I wanna do something to you. You understand? I wanna do something to you.
I don't want no strip of land. I don't want no strip of land. I don't want nothing anymore you got, and you can't do nothing to me. Everything you can't do nothing to me.
Buy you a diamond ring. Buy you a diamond ring. Buy you a diamond ring. I wanna do something to you. You understand? I wanna do something to you.
I don't want no diamond ring. I don't want no diamond ring.
What kind of woman is this?
I don't want nothing anymore you got, and you can't do nothing for me. Everything you can't do nothing for me.
Can I do it to you? Can I do it to you? Do anything in this world I can. I wanna do it to you. You understand? I wanna do it to you.
No, you can't do it to me. No, you can't do it to me. I don't care what anyone you do. You can't do it to me. Everything you can't do it to me.
Everybody is so familiar with the blues singers of that era these days. Thank God, through the wonders of Spotify and YouTube, it's so easy to find these recordings now. It was not always the case, even when I was coming up, but clearly before that, I mean, the only way you could hear these recordings is if you found them in the wilds, or if a friend of yours did, because the reissues of these things didn't really begin vigorously until the 60s. So before that, people would get together with the records that they found, going door to door, canvassing, looking, knocking on doors and asking people if they had any of those old shellac 78s. I did a bit of that. I caught the tail end of that. I'll tell you that story on another broadcast. But let's talk about some of the great gospel singers, the female gospel singers that were so influential in the early years. And for me, number one on that list was sanctified pianist and singer Arizona Drains, a blind lady powerhouse who was well known within the gospel circuit. She would do all of the Baptist conventions where preachers from everywhere would move on to a city where there'd be a convention of all of the greatest preachers and singers and vocalists. And Arizona Drains was known to so many. She invented that rollicking piano style. Oh, so we say, because clearly she's the first recorded example of it. Who knows what came before her? But nonetheless, Arizona Drains was the most influential of the gospel pianists. And people like Jerry Lee Lewis and some of the rock and roll people really owe a debt to her style. And here she is. I believe this is a unissued recording. I have it on a test pressing from 1929. Arizona Drains, God Has Got a Crown. Not sure who the mandolin player is on this, but boy, this is great.
Well, tell my Jesus how this some of these days. I'm gonna tell him how you treated me. I'm gonna tell him how you treated me some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell how you treated me. Tell him how you treated me some of these days. God's gonna set your sin before you. God's gonna set your sin before you some of these days. Hallelujah. God's gonna set your sin before you. Gonna set your sin before you some of these days. You gonna wish you had lived humble. You gonna wish you had lived humble some of these days. Hallelujah. You gonna wish you had lived humble. Gonna wish you had lived humble some of these days. I'm gonna ride in a golden chariot. I'm gonna ride in a golden chariot some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna ride in a golden chariot. I'm gonna ride in a golden chariot some of these days. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table some of these days. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. Feast on milk and honey some of these days. I'm gonna shake hands with my mother. I'm gonna shake hands with my mother some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna shake hands with my mother. I'm gonna shake hands with my mother some of these days. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. Down to the river of Jordan some of these days.
Talk about obscure and wonderful. Sister Callie Fancy, recorded in Chicago in 1929. I always thought that was her playing the guitar. There's no evidence of who it was, but the guitar and the voice is sunk up so well that it almost sounds like she would be playing it. It's either that or they really rehearsed it. And before that, as I mentioned, the great Arizona Drains, recorded in Chicago in 1928 on an unissued vinyl test pressing. God Has Got a Crown. Let's stick with gospel. I'm having so much fun and motivation listening to these great tracks. Here is Sister Rosetta Tharpe a little bit later, around 1942, and her amazing guitar.
Now it keeps the spirit moving in my soul. Every day I find it's peace and joy in mine. It keeps me singing in my soul. I'm singing, oh, singing in my soul. From morn till night, it makes my burdens light. I'm singing, yes, I'm singing in my soul. Every now and then, there's something speak within, and often tells me when I'm doing wrong. in my soul.
Williams, Where the Sun May Never Go Down, from the only record she ever made, and I believe there's only about three copies of it on the planet, from what I'm told. A little bit past the years that we usually cover on American Grooves. I believe that was recorded in Chicago in 1952, keeping with our mini set of post-war stuff, or just about post-war stuff, 1942. Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Sammy Price from Texas on piano. Sammy came to New York and was all the rage as a boogie-woogie pianist, and he accompanied so many different singers in jazz bands in the 40s. I got to meet him in the 1980s at some point. He was playing at, I believe, Tramps in New York. Anyway, Sammy Price on piano, Sister Rosetta Tharpe playing that amazing guitar of hers. And if you're just tuning in, I am Joe Lauro, and you're listening to the American Grooves Radio Hour, where we play vintage 78s from the pre-World War II era every Sunday at 4 o'clock, then we repeat at 10 o'clock right here on WLIW-FM Southampton. We're over the air at 88.3, and we're serving Eastern Long Island and Southern Connecticut, 96.9 in Weston Suffolk, and streaming at wliw.org/radio and on all of your favorite streaming platforms. This is listener-supported WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station. And I just got back from Memphis. I spent a few days with my friends and associates working on our Newport Folk Festival documentary, and we got to go to some amazing barbecue places. I tell you what, Memphis is known for barbecue. That is a fact. It's one of the things that that city has given to the world, and we certainly did indulge. I had the best $5 barbecue lunch that I've had since the best lunch I've had for $5 since, I think, the late 1970s. And I got to see the building where Elvis had his karate lessons and also the church where Johnny Cash and his Tennessee duo had their first gig. It's all out there in Memphis. All the stuff is still standing, thank God. And they're taking the historical districts of Memphis very serious, finally, rather than tearing things down as they did for so many years, and so many cities did. So thank you, Robert Gordon. This one's for you.
When you come to my house, come down behind the jail. I got a sign on my door, barbecue for sale. I'm talking about my barbecue, only thing I crave. And that good-doing meat gonna carry me to my grave. I'm selling it cheap, cause I got good stuff. And if you try one time, you can't get enough. I'm talking about barbecue, only thing I sell. And if you want my meat, you can come to my house at 12. Hot, some like it cold, some take it any way it's sold. I'm talking about barbecue, only thing I crave. And that good doing meat is going to take me to my grave. Some people want it, some people don't. Had to buy my barbecue, they just won't, don't. Talking about barbecue, only thing I sell. And if you want my meat, you got to come to my house at 12. Some people want to know the regular price, 55 cents. You can get some twice, and I'm talking about my barbecue, only thing I sell. And you can get my meat any night at 12.
Lucille Bogan, Barbecue Bess, with Walter Roland on piano. Not sure who the guitar player was, but it was recorded in Chicago in 1934. Hey, you know, if you're just tuning in, we are focusing on some of the great blues singers, female, lady blues singers of the 1920s and 30s in our celebration of Women's History Month here at WLIW-FM. And you can't do a blues show, in my opinion, without Ma Rainey, Gertrude Ma Rainey. And here she is with her Tub Jug Washboard Band in 1928, Victim of the Blues.
Half past four. grass, my pillow, turned over in my bed. I cried about my daddy till my teeth and very red. It's awful hard to take it, it's a such a bitter pill.
Minnie Wallace with members of the Memphis Jug Band, recorded in that city, Memphis, in 1929. And the Memphis Jug Band recorded right after that session, so they obviously were nice and warmed up. Now here's another one in the obscure category. A singer recording under the name of Mississippi Matilda. When I first got this record, before I took it home and played it, I thought it was a pseudonym for Memphis Minnie. But as soon as I put it on, I realized it was not. Although the guitar was just as good and intriguing, but clearly the voice was different. Turns out this woman's name was actually Matilda Powell, and she's accompanied by Sonny Boy Nelson and Willie Harris on guitar, recorded at the St. Charles Hotel in New Orleans in 1936. Mississippi Matilda. Folks, that about wraps it up for this evening's American Grooves Radio Hour. The classic lady blues singers of the 1920s and 30s were featured tonight in our third edition of American Grooves Radio Hour dedicated to Women's History Month. And I'm going to leave you with another recording made about 7 years earlier than that in the same city of New Orleans by the Meganson Female Quartet. He's got his eyes on you. Good night, folks.
Preacher, God got his eye on you. Preacher, God got his eye on you. He sees all you do, and he hears all you say. Preacher,
American Grooves Radio Hour is brought to you weekly on WLIW-FM Southampton, 88.3 on your radio dial, and at WLIW.org, and all streaming formats.